Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. I'm Dennis Rom. Steve Byquist, well, he's out and about for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be checking in maybe by telephone with Steve either next week or the week after that, as he has a couple of long-planned trips coming up, and certainly hope that he gets out and enjoys his time there. Speaking of getting out and enjoying time, want to begin our segment today by looking back a week, and I hope everybody here in the Lake Chelan Valley had the opportunity to get out and take part in the Mahogany and Merlot event. What a fantastic weekend it was in Chelan. It began on a Friday evening with the downtown Wooden Avenue display of hydroplanes and cars all along Main Street there. They had a street dance going on. And then, of course, the day-long activity Saturday and Sunday based out of Don Morris Park at the City Marina there, as there were a ton of hydroplanes of the classic and vintage variety, including 10 of the vintage unlimited hydroplanes, four of those that had raced here at Lake Chelan back in the Apple Cup days in the late 50s and up to 1960. Of course, Mitch Evans had his boat there as well. A lot of fun to see the Pay'em Pack and the Bardall, Thriftway, so many of those hydroplane names that race fans know from years back. There were also a ton of the limited vintage hydroplanes, and of course the antique and vintage wooden boats, the Chris Crafts, and all of those. It was a great event, and what a vendor village they had set up in the parking lot there at Don Morris Park. They were selling all kinds of hydroplane historical items with buttons and shirts and even crew shirts from past years. They had a lot of other vendors that were there selling clothing items and handmade items. It certainly was quite a weekend for Mahogany and Merlot, and kudos to the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce for hosting that event and making it such a success. So that was one thing down. Let's catch you up a little bit on sports. Congratulations to the Chelan Lady Go volleyball team, ranked number one in state, and they have back-to-back victories at home and on the road just earlier this week against their traditional rival Cascade, and cementing their spot as the number one team in the Caribou Trail League as they are looking to head into postseason play here in just a little bit of time. Wishing the Lady Goats the best of luck, of course, and ranked number one in state amongst the 1A volleyball schools, and they are having just a phenomenal season. Before we get into our program today, we're going to be talking Crush and the Lake Chelan Wine Valley a little bit. We have special guest Judy Phelps of the Hard Row to Hoe Winery. And Judy, always a pleasure to talk to. So we'll look forward to having that conversation as she'll talk a little bit about Crush, about her winery operation, but in general about the Lake Chelan Wine Valley industry. So that should be a good conversation as well. Before we launch into that, though, I want to remind you, and as now we're going to sweep forward into next week, give you a little bit of a teaser because it's a big celebration coming down next week in Chelan for one of the iconic downtown retailers, the home of the Smiling Irishman. That should give it away. Kelly's Ace Hardware will be celebrating 60 years in business as Kelly's. Actually, that hardware store itself goes back 93 years as it was Chelan Hardware at another location downtown, later moved to its current location and then purchased by Wayne Kelly back in 1958 and now operated by Gene and Pat Kelly. 60 years as Kelly's Hardware, quite a feat indeed. They've got a big party planned for the end of the month at Kelly's. That will be fun. But we want to invite you to tune in next week to Making Waves here for a very special program, as I had the chance to sit down and interview 90-year-old Gene Kelly. And still Gene, a daily worker at Kelly's Hardware, comes in every day unless he's busy doing something else, and also operates an orchard full time. But 90 years young, Gene Kelly. We're going to visit with him. We'll also talk with Pat Kelly as well about the history of Kelly's Hardware and about the big event coming up later on at the end of the month to honor and recognize 60 years in business. Certainly that is quite a feat. And of course, for those of you that listen to Making Waves on a regular basis, you are pretty much aware that one of our primary sponsors is Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. And I want to give you a little bit of a teaser coming up there. One of Chelan's favorites, if you are a basketball fan, you certainly know the name well, Joe Harris, now playing for the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA. And at Campbell's, at the pub up there, they carry the NBA network. So they're kind of the home away from home for the Brooklyn Nets here in Chelan. And fans of Joe Harris can follow each and every game at Campbell's Pub, as they typically start, most of their games are East Coast time. It's generally 4 to 4:30 in the afternoon. I want to give you a heads up on that, that you can catch all the Brooklyn Net games and follow Joey Harris from Campbell's. And also, Lake Chelan now looking forward to teaming up with Campbell's for a very special Joey Buckets, Joe Harris watch party coming up later this month at Campbell's Resort. We'll have some special food, some giveaways. Going to be a lot of fun. So look for that, the Joey Harris watch party at Campbell's coming up later in the month. All righty. Well, we promised you conversation about the wine industry here in the Lake Chelan Valley. And let's go to that interview right now, as I had a chance to visit Judy Phelps at her winery on the north shore of Lake Chelan, Hard Row to Hoe. And it's an enjoyable conversation. You'll learn a lot about the industry.
Oh, well, the fruit is beautiful this year. I mean, we've had wonderful weather. You know, it's the holy grail for winemaking, warm days, cool nights, and we've had that. In fact, yesterday was the first rain we've had all season. So the fruit is beautiful. Harvest is going along at a great, at a good clip. You don't want it to go too slow. That means it's too cool out there. But you don't want it to go too fast either, because then you run out of tank space. So it's going along beautifully, and I think that's going to show in the 2018 vintage wines. A few years from now.
Now, for you, we're looking out over here. You were telling me this is kind of a unique setup here for this Syrah section of your vineyard. Explain why.
So our Syrah block that was planted 3 years ago was patterned after some of the grapevines we saw growing in Spain and France. And it's called Gobelet style. They're head-trained vines, and that's a way of pruning the vine so that we don't use trellises. The trunk of the vine actually acts as the support for each plant. And we tried it on Syrah. Well, first of all, we were intrigued when we saw it in Europe. We loved the wines that we had grown this way in Europe. Nobody in the valley or in the whole state is doing it this way, as far as I know. There might be one or two, but we thought we would give it a try. And mainly we were hoping to control some of the vegetation that Syrah is known for. When you grow it VSP, which is the way we grow it on a trellis, the vegetation can sometimes go just out of control, and it's very hard to manage. So this head-trained Gobelet style allows us to manage the vegetation better, and then in the long run, have better fruit, have better grapes that, again, will make better wine.
Judy, now that in Chelan has had it for several years now, its own AVA, Viticultural Association, designated for Lake Chelan, in your opinion, what has been the response to this region compared to some of the others?
Well, first of all, I think people are still coming to Lake Chelan not realizing what a great wine-growing region it is. They're finding out about it secondarily. Of course, they're coming for the lake and finding out the wine scene here. It's relatively new. I think there's only been a couple of AVAs granted in the state since we got ours in 2009. And I think people are just blown away by the quality of wines. When we first started planting, I think in the valley, people were thinking it was a cooler region, so they were thinking maybe Germanic type of vines, grapes like Gewürztraminer or Riesling were going to be the ones that excel here. But, you know, as it turns out, our heat degree days are equal or better than some of the other AVAs in the state. So we've got the heat to ripen red varietals too, in particular Cabernet Franc, Syrah, Pinot Noir, Malbec, Merlot. They're all just absolutely stunning from Lake Chelan. There's not a lot planted, so most of it doesn't leave the valley. So if you want to taste Lake Chelan wines, you've got to come here. And from what I see, visitors love the wine. They love the wine scene. And, you know, Lake Chelan wine country is spectacular. The most beautiful AVA in the state, I think.
And one of the differences, as I understand it, that you have to have special reasons to be designated an AVA. One of the reasons here is what they call the lake effect.
Yeah, so when we petition for the AVA, it's something that you have to go to the federal government for, and you have to demonstrate a couple of things. You have to demonstrate there's some unique condition, your growing condition is unique, different than any place else. So yes, lake effect was one of them. The Lake Chelan is a huge heat sink. It moderates our temperature. You know, a few years ago when we had really cold weather in the winter, Walla Walla, for instance, was like at minus 5 degrees, and we were sitting at plus 5 degrees. And that's a big difference in the grapevines. That's the difference between really damaging your vine or not. So the heat sink of Lake Chelan. The other thing that makes us unique is the soils. Our soils are different from the rest of the state because the rest of the state was influenced by the Missoula floods that came through 12,000 years ago. At that time, Lake Chelan was glaciated. There was a glacier sitting here. So our soils are glacier in origin, and that affects the way the vines grow and also the taste of the wine.
Very interesting. Yeah. Appreciate that. How long has Hard Road of Hoe been around? It's been a lot of years now, and I kind of lost track of it. But when did you first begin production and open to the public?
So we had our first commercial crush here in 2005, opened our doors in 2006. And at that time, we were the ninth winery to open at Lake Chelan. And, I mean, look at the number of places you've got to go and taste wine now. So that'll give you an indication. It's only been 12 years. We were one of the first, and it's just bloomed since then.
And now you've got some of the wineries that started here and others that have come in but have West Side tasting rooms as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Chelan Cellars, for instance, has a tasting room over in Woodinville. We opened a tasting room in Leavenworth a few years ago, and so didn't Wine Girls, and there's probably others that I'm not remembering right now, but there is a demand for wine grown in this valley, and so we're trying to get it out there as best we can.
As you look back to a dozen years ago and you first stepped into this, so to speak, did you ever envision that it would have grown up to the point that it has now?
No, I didn't. You know, everybody who came, you know, thought that, you know, we kind of resembled Lake Como in Italy, and we thought we'd have kind of this, you know, just a few wineries here and there. But I didn't personally think that it was ever going to grow to, you know, the phenomenon that it's been, and maybe other people did. You know, and I think it was questionable as to whether or not the vines we planted were going to produce good wine. No one really knew. We had an inkling. I mean, Don and I used to go visiting up in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia. They've got about 10 years on us. They're about 10 years ahead. And very similar type of climate that we do, similar soil, similar growing conditions. And we loved the wines up in British Columbia. So we had an inkling. We had made an educated guess as to which grapes to plant. But honestly, nobody knew back then whether it was going to be successful or not. And in fact, I remember going to, this was back in 2002, there was a conference at Campbell's, and the Washington State County Extension agent was there, and because there was a lot of orchardists interested in converting their orchards over to vineyard. And I remember the Washington State Extension agent, I won't say his name, but he stood up and he told everybody, don't do it. You're going to lose your shirt. You're going to lose your crop every 5 years. It's too cold here. Don't grow grapes at Lake Chelan. Boy, was he wrong.
Was that the same meeting that there was also a contingent from British Columbia that came down?
Right. Yeah, there were. I can't remember his name now, but one of the big wine growers from British Columbia was here. So you were there with this big interest at that time. You know, there was only maybe Steve Clue and Bob Jankelson were the only ones who had planted grapes. Bob Christopher were the first people who planted grapes in the valleys. But there were a lot of people interested, including myself, at that time.
It has certainly grown up a lot since then. And what's kind of fun here in the Lake Chelan Valley, I think, is you have such a mix of the experience that when you go to a winery. I mean, you're kind of tongue-in-cheek, Hard Road of Hoe with the name, and there's a fascinating story from that. You have kind of some of the larger, more opulent types of wineries. It really is a mix.
Yeah, you know, each people always ask me which winery should they visit, and I tell them, you know, each one has their own personality. You're going to find good wines no matter where you go, but it's kind of fun to go and see the personalities of each winery. Each winery has their own story and their own mix of wines, and I think you'll be happy no matter which winery you visit in the Valley. They're all great.
Judy, I get a sense that this is much like on the west side of the mountains over there. There's been a proliferation of microbreweries. And I know this happened, obviously, it happened in Portland, Oregon initially, Seattle area, up in Whatcom County now in that Bellingham area. And it feels like this is much like that industry in terms of the more the merrier.
Right. And like like antique shops, too, you know, we become a magnet for people who want to go and taste wine. So the more wineries, the more tasting rooms we have here, the more people hear about us, the more people we can touch and let them taste the wine. And it gets the word out. And so absolutely, the more the merrier. And I think it's just growing the whole, Lake Chelan and wine country experience.
And the opportunity to kind of showcase what you do to the general public. You're just coming off of, I think, wrapping up this weekend, the crush of, in terms of activities, where lots of the wineries are allowing the public to come in and actually stomp on grapes, and they're having musical events and other things going on. So that's a fun part of it as well.
People absolutely love it, especially here at Hard Row, because we make all of the wine right here on the premises. So when people come to visit, they see the equipment, they see the oak barrels sitting out waiting to be filled. We've got grapes fermenting in the winery, and this weekend people came in and did our punch downs for us. So our punch downs are something that has to happen 3 to 5 times a day, so it's good to have help, and customers loved coming in and doing that and getting to taste also the wine grapes growing on the vine. I mean, a lot of people are surprised, first of all, at how sweet they are and how flavorful they are, because they've never really had a chance to taste what grapes are like on the vine. They're only familiar with table grapes that you can buy at the grocery store, and wine grapes are nothing like that.
The difference between, if there is, between South Shore and North Shore, we got wineries dotting both sides of the lake. Do you get different grapes?
Oh, man, that's a great question. You know, every barrel, so I make wine from Syrah grown on the South Shore, and I also make wine with Syrah grown on the North Shore. And so every barrel tasting weekend over Thanksgiving, we do a North Shore, South Shore comparison. I bring the barrels up. I have them right here at the winery. Let people taste the difference. And it's amazing. You know, there's this wonderful thing the French call terroir with wine. And it's how grapes express themselves depending upon where they're grown. And Syrah is one of those grapes that really telegraphs how it tastes by where it's grown. In fact, you get people, sommeliers, can taste a Syrah, and they'll tell you, oh, this is from, they'll tell you what country, they'll tell you which area within a country that wine came from. With South Shore and North Shore, you can actually tell the difference. You know, the South Shore has a more jammier, more opulent feel to it. North Shore Syrah has a more savory, more brooding style to it. And when you bring those barrels up and you let people taste them side by side, you're really showing people what the word terroir means. And, I don't know if that's true. So Syrah is the only grape I've done that with. I'm not sure if it's true with other grapes grown South Shore to North Shore. But I think, we're still trying to define what the Lake Chelan terroir is and how these grapes express themselves. It's one of the things that I'm particularly interested in. We do primarily Lake Chelan grown fruit here. And I do single vineyard, single varietal wines, because I'm really interested to see what these grapes really taste like when they're grown here at Lake Chelan, and be able to describe and define them, it because it's brand new and nobody really knows what that is yet. So it's really fun for me to do that. And the North Shore, South Shore distinction, at least with Syrah, is a real thing.
Judy Phelps, Hard Row to Hoe Vineyards. And Judy, I know you've got the tasting room in Leavenworth. Obviously, you've got the full operation here in the tasting room as well. If folks want to kind of look into you a little more, they can catch you online, I suspect.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is hardrow.com. We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, where else? That's, I think we've covered it all. But yeah, feel free to reach out. We always like to get comments from people if you have any questions. All of our wines are online at hardrow.com. If you want to look up what we do, descriptions, food pairings, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dennis. Take care.
All right. My thanks to Judy Phelps, Hard Rodeo Winery. We're going to come back here in just a moment. We'll be wrapping up today's program on Making Waves here on LakeshelandNow.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at chelanrealty.com.
Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan wants to remind you that coming up this weekend, Saturday, it's their Brew Fest, as they'll have Pyramid, Ten Pin, Drew Brew, Badger Mountain, and Bellevue Brewing Company on hand with live music by the Dime Store Prophets. And it's going to be a fun day, so hopefully you have a chance to get out there and take part in their Oktoberfest event. Also, mark this one down. Coming up shortly on October the 20th, Saturday, it'll be the Campbell's Wine Dinner and Spring Valley Vintners. This is an event that is a must-do, $225 per couple, $125 per individual, and get your tickets now at Campbell's Resort or check them out online at campbellsresort.com. Back here on Making Waves with Dennis Rahm. We thank you for being a part of our program this week. As we told you at the onset, don't forget, very special event coming up later this month. It'll be the 60th anniversary for Kelly's Hardware. And to kind of honor that, we have a special couple of programs lined up here on Making Waves and on LakeChelanNow.com. You can be looking for our story on LakeChelanNow.com next week, as we'll have some of the old photos from Kelly's commemorating the years gone by, a couple of new photos as well with Gene and Pat Kelly. And don't forget, notch it in your calendar, as coming up later in the month will be a special day of fun and giveaways at Kelly's Hardware to recognize their 60th anniversary. And congratulations to all the folks at Kelly's for making that happen. What a place it is. Again, as we mentioned, probably one of the most iconic downtown retailers in the history of Chelan. That's going to do it for us today. For now, on Making Waves at LakeChelanNow.com, I'm Dennis Rahm. So long, and we'll catch you next time around.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.